Religion and post-revolution politics are mixing in Tunisia, too. Official results from yesterday's Tunisian elections haven't yet been announced, but unofficial tallies show a moderate Islamist party getting the most votes. These were the first free elections of the Arab Spring. They were held just 9 months after massive street protests forced Tunisia's longtime ruler Zine El Abidine Ben Ali to flee the country. Isander Al-Amrani is a Cairo-based blogger. His website is Arabist.net, and he's writing from Tunis right now. Tunisians, Isander, have certainly made their voices heard. More than 80% of registered voters actually cast a ballot. Can you characterize what they voted for us?
From what I saw going to polling stations and talking to people, Tunisians seem to have wanted for the biggest shift away from the previous regime, the thing that was the opposite of what the Ben Ali regime stood for. And for many people that might have meant Islamists, it also meant leftists and liberals. But they especially seem to want to reward people who had suffered in the Ben Ali years, political parties that are headed by people who were tortured, who went to prison, who were exiled. And I think a lot of El Nahda's success is explained not just by the fact that they're conservatives, but also that they're acknowledged by all to have been among the people who suffered the most under the Ben Ali regime.
This group, El Nahda, the one that has received the most votes so far, although we don't have official tallies, you're saying that these are the members of this group are Islamists who suffered the most under Ben Ali. In terms of what one would expect if they are indeed forming the majority of the government in Tunisia, the new government, what would one expect in terms of policy?
Well, the surprising thing is that although they're an Islamist party and they have conservative values, what they've campaigned on so far has been don't be afraid of us, that we're going to respect Tunisia's groundbreaking legislation on women's rights. We're not going to want to change any of that, that we're in favor of individual liberties. Now, a lot of people are still worried and say, no, they say one thing to us, they say another thing to their supporters. And there's a real concern that although the leadership may be moderate, the base may be more reactionary or more socially conservative. And Nahda has been absent from Tunisia for a long time, and they've come back and they've established themselves as the first political force. But a lot of people still don't know that much about them. But the vote clearly indicates that a lot of Tunisians have decided to take a leap of faith and trust them.
And I think some of those fears that you expressed are fears that many people in the West would have as well, that perhaps Tunisians have ousted a dictator and exchanged him basically for a different type of hardline rule, a very different type in terms of possible Sharia law. Do Tunisians see it that way?
Some Tunisians see it that way, definitely, especially among the elite whose lifestyle is very Western, for whom religion may not play a big role in their everyday life. And obviously, they look at the Islamist experience of other countries, whether it's Sudan or Iran, and they're concerned. That being said, Tunisia has had an experience not just under Ben Ali, but actually even more before by the founder of the Tunisian Republic, Habib Bourguiba, that's been extremely secular. And that's clearly a big part of public opinion here. Nahda may have even a narrow majority or maybe just under 50%. We don't know yet. But it's also clear that secular parties, leftist, liberal, have a big chunk of the vote too. They have 30-40% or more. So I think this election, it's a victory for Nahda, but it's not a complete victory, and it's probably going to have to share power with secular parties.
Speaking to us from Tunis, Tunisia, Isander Al-Amrani, who is a blogger whose website is Arabist.net. Thank you.
My pleasure.